Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you guys. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. You know I am so excited that you took the time out to hang out with us here on Good Deeds. You know what we do here. We actually help others share their message with the world. You know, we all have a story. We all have a testimony. We all have a reason that we're here right now. But I want to take the time to tell you three things you have to do when you're in a difficult situation, okay? Because all of us have concerns. All of us have issues. All of us have obstacles. All of us have some struggles we have to take care of. First of all, you have to recognize that you're in a difficult situation. I know that sounds easy, but we have to recognize we're in a difficult situation. And then we need to go quickly from number one to number two. Now, number two is we need to get a plan, and we know we need to write it down. We need to get a plan. We need to meditate. We need to go in our secret closet. We need to be with like-minded people. We need to do our affirmations. We need to do something because we got to quickly get out of number one. And you know what number three is. Number three is we just got to walk it out. You know, I always say the three things we have to do in life. We got to believe, we got to trust, and we got to walk it out. When things come, they will form, but they will not take us. Because we have to make sure we recognize it, we got to get a plan, and we got to walk it out. And you know, I got to say it before we go further. We got to don't stop, we got to get it. Now, that was laid on my heart, but you know the awesome thing that we're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about a lot of stuff. You know, I really enjoy meeting people that God has entrusted them with many, many different things. And you know, I always love to ask them, and we will do that here shortly, how did you keep a balance? And you know myself, I do a lot of things God has blessed me, but you know they always fit into place because we put him first. But we actually going to talk about so many things. We have an author. She's a speaker, published. She actually, you know, if you need to get your business straight, this is the person, okay? She actually can tell you what you need to outsource and what you don't need to outsource. And we need to listen to the things she has to say. I told her I love her, love her, love her, if I mispronounce her name, but she said that she know my heart. But Ms. Tonya Atkins, we want to welcome her to Good Deeds. Are you there?
Yes, ma'am, I am. Yeah, the pronunciation, it doesn't matter. You know my heart.
Miss Tonya, I'm just so happy. She said people call her Tonya Miss Tia, so she may get a plethora of that today. But we want to welcome you to Good Deeds.
Thank you so much. I'm definitely honored, and I thank God for you. I've watched you at least over a year and a half just online, and definitely inspiring. So thank you so much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love your post, too. You know, the thing that, you know, people, it takes a while with that, you know, with that branding. My team fuss at me all the time. They say, oh, don't do that. You know, everything has to be clean. It has to represent you and, of course, represent God. That's our first. But I commend you. All your stuff is on point. It took me a minute, girl. I had three websites and all that. So I tell people, no, don't do no three websites. Get it all together.
Well, hey, it takes time. It takes time.
Yeah, it's
just
a process.
Like anything else, it takes time. So, you know, I started off, you know, it's never just a given on what to do. I told somebody this just day before yesterday that starting a business and running a business is totally different than it was 10 years ago when it was done a traditional way. We can't even apply most of those same principles of those 10 years ago because everything just moves so fast that you have to keep up. You have to keep up. And so you're moving right along with it. Everything is a process. No big deal.
You're right. You just got to, don't stop, get it, right?
Right.
But Lord have mercy. But let's talk a little bit more. Tell us a little bit more about yourself because, oh, wow, God has entrusted you with a lot of things. And just tell us about the awesome things that's going on in your life.
Oh, gosh. Well, yeah, he has entrusted us. And that's a huge thing for me. I've always told people that my life has never been my own. It's never been my own. Even growing up, I mean, I just knew that there was a responsibility that was different. I can't explain it, but I knew it. And I just tried to listen as much as possible and keep going. But as far as myself, like Dr. Renee said, I am publishing, speaker, author, consultant, advisor, prayer advisor to some. It just depends on what the CEOs call me for. I become what they need. I heard Dr. Miles Monroe, and it was encouraging to me because I was conflicted about that, walking in so many gifts. I was conflicted about that because you hear people say, no, you need to focus on one thing. So that made me like, am I doing the right thing, Lord? But when I heard Miles Monroe say one thing, and it was in an interview that I saw Appy had, he said, be all things to all people. That filled me up. Because then I felt like, okay, you are doing everything you're supposed to be doing. I'm flowing in it. If I wasn't flowing, it would be a different thing. You know?
Girl, you ministering to me. You better get on waiting here. Oh, Lord.
That's the truth. That rest, you know, that rest, that gave me some rest. Because I was like, well, how can I be this to one person and flow with that and then turn around and be this to another person and flow with that? And everybody working. And everybody benefiting. And everybody being blessed. Because it's God-given. It ain't supposed to make sense to the mind. You just supposed to flow with it. So that's what I'm doing. I'm
going. Ooh, she, look, you know, like the preacher said, we're going to say amen and take the collection up, right? Oh, that is so powerful. But, you know, we need to realize that as especially people starting businesses. Lord, Lord,
right.
that's a whole nother conversation. But,
yeah,
you know,
but
we're going to do it quick. We
right.
think it's going to be quick. But it, like we just
right.
said throughout what we, you know, open up with, it's a process. And we can't make $1 million, you know, in 1 year.
Right.
And, you know, but talk about that because, you know, that's a whole nother concept is, especially even in your life with the different things you do. I mean, what's some
right.
great things we need to have in our mind just starting out any kind of business, just in general?
Well, the thing is, for me, I have allowed, I can honestly say, even from, I could just tell you about the last year and a half alone. I didn't plan it. I didn't plan on writing one book in 2013 and then two more books before the end of the year. I did not plan that. That didn't make any sense to me. But I knew what the Lord told me. He said, finish all your business books. He said, get them all out before the end of the year. Dr. Sunday, I'm stone serious. And I'm like, what? So that's how I did the publishing book. I did the VA book. Everything I had in my heart that I wanted to give the people business-wise, I did it just like he said. Get it all out before the end of the year. I said, all right, cool. You ain't said nothing but a thing, you know? I did it. And my goodness, the following year, which was 2014, I remember the day, January 2nd, he said, get rid of everything you had before. Website, old Facebook, everything. I had to get rid of it. He said, and do what's in your heart to do. And that was to mix business with inspiration, which I had never done before out in the public. I never done it in the public. My clients knew who I was. They knew I was an encourager. They knew I could pray with them. But I never put out in the public because of my professional persona. Because I thought that it wouldn't be received well with my professional, you know, industry fellows, you know. And the Lord said, mm-hmm. I never told you couldn't mix them. He said, I never told you couldn't mix business with inspiration. You said that. I didn't say that. And I said, okay. So I did it. And my goodness, since January 2nd of 2014, just listening to what the Lord tell me to do next, which didn't make sense to people around me or to even myself, I have not looked back. And when I say last month, I thought I had my biggest client for the year. No, this month, I had my biggest client yet ever. All from listening to the Lord, following when it didn't make sense, sowing, can't forget that, the sowing part. We all just want to get. That ain't how the kingdom works, if you're about the kingdom. See, I can't talk to you if you ain't really about the kingdom, because that's a principle that I live by. I want to help people do three things: be creative, sow, and grow. You got to sow. So to sow, the Lord had told me, he said, impact where you are. Now, this was all within the last year and a half, and now I'm telling you the truth. So he said, sow, he said, impact where you are. I said, all right, cool. Well, all my business had always been virtual, so I never had to leave out. I never had to go in the city and do this and do that. I didn't need to. I had enough. But when he said, impact where you are, I say, all right, show me who to hook up with. Show me where to give my time to. And he showed me. All you got to do is ask. He said, I'm giving you a helper. I choose to believe him, Dr. Renee. I choose to believe him. I've not looked back. Not one bit have I regretted anything that I've chosen to do. And like I said, I thought in January I signed my largest client. It's not true. It's February. I signed him this month. What can I say?
I'm not laughing at you, but that's how he works. You got to trust
that's
him.
That's how he do. What I'm going to say, I wrote it all out. I can't say I figured it all out. I can't say I knew this would happen. I can't say I planned for this. What I did plan was to be successful. And what I did plan was to impact the world in the best way possible that I could, uniquely. That's something that people have to realize. You are unique. I see so many people trying to emulate, be like somebody else. That's not necessary. We are created individuals and creative individuals. What do I need from somebody else but to sharpen iron, sharpening iron, and to be encouraged and to be inspired, but not be inspired to be like them. Be inspired to be more of me. And pull out everything God got in me to give. Pull it all out. That's all I'm saying, Lord. Give it all. Give me everything I got. And that's what I'm walking in. So the uniqueness is a key trait that people are overlooking in themselves. And I tell business people all the time, yeah, you're in a business. And so, yeah, we got marketing. And, yeah, we have a certain competitiveness. But, Dr. Renee, I ain't really competing. I'm just listening, and I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. I ain't looking to the left or to the right. I'm staying focused. He said, go here. I'm going there. Do I have to worry about who to the left or to the right of me? No. Because he told me to go there. Right? So why would I be looking over there wondering what they, what? But to say, good luck to you. I wish you well. That's it. You know? How can I help? You know? But never, ever to compete and to compare. The uniqueness that people have, they take for granted. They take it for granted. Mm-hmm. And what it does display is the lack of self-love that most of us are continuously developing. I know we go, yeah, I'm business, but hey, I'm inspiration too. It's that lack of self-love that's continuing to develop. That most can't even accept who they are. the Lord has said one time to me, he said, if they only love themselves as much as they say they love me. That made sense to me. Because if we loved ourselves just as much as we say we love the Lord, we would have no problem saying who we are or walking in our unique gifts. Yes, that's a process too, but we should be working on that. Loving who we are as individuals. What did we come to this world to do? What did we come to make an impact at? Not what somebody else impacted, what you're supposed to be impacting. And that's all I'm doing. And that's all I'm encouraging everybody else to do. Do what you're supposed to be doing. Your dreams, your responsibility. I said this 2 years ago, and somebody thought I was being too harsh, but I meant every word. It's your dream. That's your responsibility. So I'm sorry to get all inspirational.
Oh, no, we needed that. It's always on time. It's always on time.
But see, they go together.
You know, that's it. You're right. They go together. You're right.
They go together. Mm. And I realized that, Dr. Renee. I realized it because when I was giving the seminars for the book, right, You've Been Fired, Now What? Giving the entrepreneurial seminars, I said, ain't no way I can stand up here and tell people that they can be successful with A, B, C, D without telling them what A was for me. And that wasn't nobody but the Lord. So I'm not just going to give them business system. I couldn't leave him out. And so that's when I'm just doing it all, and I'm thankful that I have clients who are receiving it all. They want it. One client, I might be an executive assistant to. Another client, open up a new company. Another client, you know, it's diverse, but it's a beautiful thing for me. It's a beautiful thing to me, and they allow me to flow and be free to do what I do. And you talk about balance. You talked about balance and you brought that up, and last night it's something that you said that just last night I told my husband, I said, there never really is a balance. It's like a tightrope because you do what you need to do for that time. I have three kids, 16, 13, and 10, and I have an awesome husband. And ain't really no balance. This is a tightrope walk. You know? Sometimes they need me more. So then guess what? I have to sit, ask the Lord, okay, so the kids need me here. So I need to figure out how I'm going to adjust this a little bit and be here more for the kids. But then when this client needs me here, I need to adjust. So it's always a tight walk, a tightrope walk. That's what I say. Because you just have to stay on top of everything, and you have to be paying attention. You can't really check out. You know,
I agree. I totally agree with you. That's just amazing. And God will tell you what you need to do and what you shouldn't do. You know, I think Joyce Meyer said the best. She said, you can decide to have a pity party if you want, but if you really look at it, that's being selfish because you, just like you said, just God, if you believe in God and trust in God, you wouldn't go there because there's so many things that you could be doing to help somebody else, and you will forget that real quick when you go into a third world country or something like that, how grateful that we are. But, wow, that is just so powerful. You know, the time goes by so quickly. What we're going to do just real quick, we're going to take a commercial break and let our advertisers and our shout-outs and our sponsors. But that'll be real quick now. Don't go nowhere. What we want you to do, you gave us so much inspirational stuff. But what we want to do is talk just briefly about, when we come back, the actual services that you offer. And then, you know, go into that however you want. And then, of course, how we can contact you and support you on all the awesome things you're doing. But we'll be right back, you guys. I'm taking my notes, you guys, so we'll come right back. This is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is international and literary award-winning author LaDonna Marie, and you can find my inspirational books on Amazon, also www.ladonnamariebooks.com, and you're listening to Good Deeds Radio.
This is John Schamberger, founder and CEO of Millionaires and Trainings Only. We are proud to support and listen to Good Deeds Live every Mondays and Thursday at 5:30 Eastern Standard Time with your host, the platform builder, Dr. Nate Sunday. So remember, wherever your mind can conceive and believe in your purpose, it can achieve. And don't stop. Get it.
You guys, we're back. I love my advertising sponsor. They know my little jingle they add in there. But, you know, if anyone want to know anything about Good Deeds in regards to our advertising sponsorship, to be a guest, all of that information is on our website, which is www.reneesunday.com. Again, that is www.reneesunday.com. And actually, some people have been asking about our Thriving 365 platform. That's if you're a speaker, you're a coach, or you're a trainer, if you have a book or if you have a testimony. We have different speaking platforms as well, that we have a teleconference and or a webinar every month that talks about different subjects. And that information, again, is at the same website, which is, one more time, www.reneesunday.com. We're actually having an awesome time. We got to get back to Ms. Atkins. I mean, I'm just learning so much that I'm writing a lot of stuff, and she really is feeding my soul. Like the old people say, down in the bones. Amen. That's it. So you need encouragement. You can encourage other people, but you know, you actually need encouragement. You got to encourage yourself as well. But please speak a little bit about the different services that you offer. And then, of course, please tell us how we can actually contact you and support you as well.
Okay, well, my website is www.toniaaskins.com, and that's TONIAASKINS.com. My company is Tonya Aspens International. You can find me on Facebook, of course. Me and Dr. Renee are friends, of course. And I offer a variety of services, business training and consulting, publishing training and consulting, virtual assistant training and consulting, because that's how I started. I started out as a VA, and I tacked on all my executive services that I knew I performed in the professional realm, and brought it over to the VA, and I went from just being an administrative VA all the way up to consultant. And that was just from everything I already had in me. Didn't have to make up anything. I had it in me already. I just had to realize it to maximize it, you know. And so in that avenue, in that area, in training VAs, I've trained VAs to come out of their actual workplace and start their own business at home. I have a PDF guide on my website, toniaaskins.com, that is very affordable. All my books are affordable. It's an e-book. It's $8.97. It's downloadable. What I advise people to do is to get the books first in whatever area that you are interested in. Get the book. That's a low way for you to learn, a low-cost way for you to enter into an industry and become more educated. Get the books first, read the books, and then come back to me for consulting. And like I said, I'm an advisor to many CEOs, and it's a blessing to me to be that, but it's just an honor and a gift from the Lord. I can't take any credit for it. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do. That's all. And they can contact me. My phone number is 504-495-4937. And that's it. Business, books, virtual assistants, either one. As far as publishing, I am opening up my own publishing company. I'm not going to release the name yet. But
no, that's right.
I have four authors already that I'm working with, and I'm very excited about it. They all will be released within the next year and a half. It's been a great ride, Dr. Renee, and like I said, I'm just thankful. I'm thankful to serve. I'm thankful to be used. Mm-hmm. And that's all I ask. But Lord, go on and let me do what I do. Let me serve your people. And I'm fulfilled and happy. You know, I don't have to fight for a client. I wrote out who my clients, I wrote out who I wanted them to be. And that's in that VA book. I talk a lot in the VA book. I talk a lot about developing yourself as a consultant or VA, someone who works independently, starting out from scratch, not knowing what to do. Maybe you don't have the business expertise, but I talk a lot about developing your client base, saying who you want as clients. You're not just looking for anyone to pay you, because that may not fulfill you. Well, it probably won't fulfill you. It won't fulfill you. You want your specific target area of clients that you want, and that's who you want to serve. Write it out. I was very, very specific in who I wanted to serve. I wanted to serve people who made a positive difference in this world. I wrote it out, and guess what? All my clients are that. They are there. So I'm happy about it.
That is very powerful what you say, and oh, Lord, I'm just soaking it up. And that's true. We don't realize what we, and in every area of our life, whatever we speak to, it actually will come to pass. And we have to believe it when we say it now. You know, people think I say that little believe, trust, and walk it out. It's just something to say. But that is in every area of life. That you have to believe it. You got to write it out. And whatever you write, don't go back and change it. You got to believe it. You say, oh, this dream was too big. Well, yeah, your purpose is too big for you. That's why you have to have people, your trainers, your coaches, and the consultants. We have to have them to, one, let's just be real, to be accountable. Because we have to be accountable in this world. And then we need direction because, you know, my team, oh, Lord, I have so many, you know, God really instilled a lot of things in me, but I had to learn. Let me tell you, Tanya, I had to learn to delegate because I wanted my little pinky and everything. And then I said little pinky, right? And you have to learn to, the web designers, that's their gift. My gift is over here. And to serve, like you say. So you have to learn when to give it. And God will supply the money. I keep telling people, Tanya, if they do the right thing, the money will follow.
Right. You don't have to chase the money. The money going to chase you when you start attracting the right people. And notice I did not say running after them, attracting them. Attractive. Mm-hmm. Are you what they want to see? Are you attractive? Oops. Did I say that? Are you attractive?
Mm-hmm. I love it.
It's the truth. Who wants to hire somebody that may be negative, that may be anything on the list that's not positive? You need to think about that. How attractive am I to be hired or to have this type of client that I say I want? A lot of preparation goes into it, but there are people that you can learn from, and you don't have to go spend an exorbitant amount of money to learn what you need to know. Like I said, every book on my website is under $10. You have no excuse. Mm-mm. And that's what I say. Anybody who meet me, you have no excuse after meeting me not to know how to start your own business, not to know how to put a book out, and not to know how to open your own consulting. You don't have an excuse after you meet me. Because if you can't go spend $10, you don't really want to do it.
But, you know, Tony, I hate to chime in, but I have to say this.
Go ahead.
You know, so many people have been hurt They've been hurt so about other coaches and other trainers that they have spent their money on and then got a return on investment. I hate to come in and say that, but you can't give up. You got to keep going. And you know what? Well, I think I can't remember what minister said it. When the student is ready, the teacher will show up. You have to have your discernment on of the right person. And don't give up. If you've made a mistake and you paid all this money for the coaches, listen to the next person. If you have peace about it, just like this awesome woman of God on here. Now, I'm tired. She's telling you. She said $10 or less. Now, come on now.
I've heard
you, you got to do the right thing.
And you're so right. And let's talk about it. To me, no issue is too hard not to talk about. Everything can be discussed. So when you go out and you find yourself in these situations where you're paying an exorbitant amount of money and it's actually hurting you, yeah, you're supposed to sacrifice something for business, but you have to also get a return on your investment. And that's part of what I can honestly say I provide for clients. I provide efficient ways for them to do business, the most efficient. I know most of them. I was virtual forever, you know, so I know all the ins and outs online. I knew all the freelancing stuff before it became popular, you know, so I'm able to do that for people. And without costing you a whole bunch of money, yeah, you're going to pay me. Absolutely you're going to pay me. But my goodness, if you really want to start off and you want to learn something, my books are under $10, so you really don't have an excuse. You really don't have an excuse to say, oh, I don't know how to open a business, or, oh, maybe you did go spend $1,000 on a coach for 2 hours. Maybe you did, and you didn't get what you thought you needed to get out of it. Hey, pull yourself up by the bootstrap. And keep on going, like Dr. Renee something said. Ask for discernment. Ask for discernment.
That is so amazing. You know, this time goes by so quickly. We got to get you back real soon to just feed our soul. But please give us one more time your contact, your website again. And we just thank you so much for being here with us.
But thank you. It's www.TonyaAtkins.com. That's TonyaAtkins.com. And you can find me on Facebook, of course. Thank you so much, Dr. Renee.
Oh, you're welcome, Tonya. It's a long life relationship. She just didn't know. I just put it all over the world for her. And we thank you so much for being here. God bless you. God bless you.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. You know, you guys, we thank you so much for your time. You know this is Good Deeds, and I'm Dr. Renee Sunday. See you next time. Bye-bye.